Welcome to Well-ish.
What does it mean to be well-ish?
Rejecting the illusion that you have to be perfect to be enough.
Embracing the messy, the real, and the in-between.
Growth without obsession.
Self-care without guilt.
Improvement without the pressure to be flawless.
Because wellness isn't about perfection. It's about showing up as you are and knowing that's already enough.
This is Well-ish.
Even when people don't treat you the way you deserve, you still being kind does not mean you're a weak person. I think there's this really large misconception in our society that softness equals weakness and aggression equals strength. And I think I really took that to the extreme a lot of the time because growing up, I was more soft and kind and nice to people. And I had a problem with being walked all over. You know, I would let people treat me however they did. And I would be like, oh, it's okay. I'll still be your friend, even though you were just talking shit and making rumors up about me. And so like, I think in order to combat that, I thought I needed to do a full 180 towards aggression, and that aggression equals strength. And it's this almost this masculine ideology that like you're supposed to be in your balance between masculine and feminine. You know, you don't have to be one extreme or the other, but our society shows the traits that come with femininity as weakness. Just because you go with the flow, just because you are kind to people, just because you aren't in your face and take action and do this and bah, you know what I mean? Like that's more of like a masculine way to go about things. And just because you're going about things in a more feminine light and in alignment with more femininity doesn't make it weak. Like being in your feminine doesn't make you weak. And I really feel that falls into the same category with, you know, just being kind to people because it's your character. And that doesn't mean that you are being walked all over and that people can take advantage of you. It's more likely to happen to kind people because we like to see the best in people, but it isn't a sign of weakness. I think a lot of you will agree with me that I would take on this more aggressive approach when I was hurt by people or when I felt like I was in like a precarious position because it allowed me to feel like I would be taken seriously at that point. That when you take on this masculine, I don't want to keep calling it that, but like it's like this more aggressive like approach, like being loud and in your face, compared to soft, laid back, go with the flow, people aren't going to take you as seriously. I mean, like literally picture a fight that you've had with actually any person ever. And it makes more sense that you would be like, I'm going to be taken seriously if I'm like, bah, 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 these are all my points as to why I am right. Even if you are going at it in a kind, mindful, mentally healthy approach and saying, I feel statements and this is what I think and these are my standards, these are my boundaries. And you're saying those things in a not so aggressive but kind way, it still is you like laying the law down essentially. You do that in an effort to be taken seriously because it's like if you don't do these things, it feels like somebody won't hear you. The person won't hear you. Where if you say things softer, it's like this feeling that like they're not going to truly understand you and your level of upsetness with the behavior that's being pushed on to you if you don't get aggressive, if you don't get loud, if you don't speak from like that tone of voice. So when I would have these issues with people walking all over me and treating me poorly, and so like that's why I went from one extreme of like kindness and soft and doesn't matter what people do and I'll be nice to you anyways, to like aggression, because that was the opposite that I thought would be better, you know, like being a bitch and getting into fights and standing my ground and all this stuff, like that made me feel like that was a sign of someone who was stronger. The truth is, the issue was not the soft, mushy kindness. The issue was my lack of boundaries. It's interesting because when I look back on who I was when I would be more soft and let people walk all over me, I felt very stuck in my wounds of not enoughness. And I would feel like if only I could be more aggressive or straightforward or put my foot down and be not afraid of confrontation, that would make it so that I had more value, my brain thought, because then I thought people wouldn't treat me poorly because they wouldn't think that they could, or they wouldn't talk about me behind my back, or, you know, whatever, because I would have this more like, you can't fuck with me mentality. Even though being that kind of person was completely the opposite of who I naturally am, who I naturally was. I am a very empathetic person. I'm a very sensitive person. I'm very much a lover, not a fighter. So I felt like I had to push down these characteristics that really were who I am, who I was, in order to meet this standard that I had created in my mind that made me believe that I would then be enough and I would then have value. And obviously, like, internally, that made me feel like shit. Like, it made me feel like I sucked. It made me feel like I wasn't doing enough. It made me feel like if I was just this different person, then maybe I could be happy. Maybe then I would have friends. Maybe then I would have a boyfriend. Maybe, you know, whatever. I would be this, like, glowing person that I am envisioning myself to be. When the truth is, none of that was helpful. I just was shitting on who I was and not embracing who I was and not accepting who I was, not understanding who I was, which led to not only other people in my life rejecting me, abandoning me, hurting me, but me doing those same things to myself. Now I can see so much clearer that by embracing these qualities about me and knowing that I love those things about me and that those things about me make me a really good person and make me have value and make me be a really quality friend, a really quality romantic partner, a really quality family member. It allows me to always show up in that way and know that that doesn't make me weak and it doesn't make me less. A really good example of this I heard one time that really speaks to staying true to your character is this storyline of like, okay, ready? So let's say you're walking into a gas station and there is somebody walking in behind you. So you grab the door, you hold the door open for them, you let them walk in and they don't say thank you. And then your mind instantly goes, fuck that dude. Like, what the hell? Why would I hold the door open for you? Shouldn't have even done that. When the truth is, why were you holding the door open? Was it for external validation? Was it so that they could say thank you to you and that would make you feel like you're good enough, or that would make you feel like you're like this good person, this showing up in the world is this way? Or is it because that's actually truly your character? Are you actually the kind of person who genuinely wanted to hold the door open for a stranger? Hopefully you're the latter. And that means that it doesn't matter if the other person said thank you or not. You would act the same way regardless, because that's the kind of person you are. Your actions should reflect your values, not another person's behavior, because then you aren't accepting and being true to who you are. You're not embracing who you are. And that's when you start to lose yourself and you start to feel like you don't know who you are and you start to lose your power because you are just living for everybody else. You're living on everybody else's coattails. You have no true, genuine sense of self at that point. And with that means that you're never going to feel inner peace. You're never going to feel fulfilled in who you are. And so this is where I would get confused, though, is that I wouldn't see these softer characteristics of mine as strength. And I would think that because I had the softer characteristics, that that was an invitation for people to walk all over me, treat me however, and take advantage of me. Which, again, I said it earlier, that is a likely thing that happens to people that are kind. Because think about anybody that you know that is more aggressive and is unkind. you are like, well, I'm not doing that. I'm not talking to them about that. I'm not going to say anything to them about that because you don't want to deal with the wrath that comes with talking to them about it. Where when you are around a person that isn't going to cause this whole melodrama, if you do something that's against them or that you're not doing what they want you to do, they're not going to give you a hard time. And so it's easier to feel like you can get away with it. But the way to get in front of this and not allow people to take advantage of your kindness is to not overextend yourself, like to have these boundaries, to have standards within yourself and boundaries with yourself, like saying, I will not be around people that don't make it clear that they care about me. I will not spend my time with someone that treats me in X, Y, and Z way. I will not allow somebody to do this thing because I did that and they took advantage of me and I'm not going to make that mistake again. If you're really good at it, you don't even need to make the mistake once in order to set the boundary with yourself. Just saying, I don't want to allow that, and being done with it and stating that boundary and not allowing that to happen. If someone talks badly about you behind your back, you don't have to make this whole melodrama, dramatic, confrontational thing. It doesn't have to be a, you fucking stupid bitch, how could you, that, you know? It could just be that you're still kind because that's still who you are. You just don't associate with that person as much. You just don't give yourself to that person as much. You stay civil. You say, hi, how are you? And then you walk away and you don't associate with that person, or you associate them with as little as you can. People notice that shit. And it's even more satisfying to not give them a reaction. It's so much more satisfying to just know that you didn't do shit wrong. It's so much more satisfying to know that you are this kind person that stays true to her values than letting another person control how you show up, control your emotions, control your behavior. Because you know, you always walk away from those situations going, God, I'm an idiot. Did I say that? Or I popped off a little too hard. That's so embarrassing. You know, I wish they didn't realize that they got a rise out of me. Which leads me into my next point about how powerful compassion, forgiveness, and letting go truly is. You are choosing compassion. You are choosing to forgive. You are choosing to let go for your peace. Not for the other person, not for them at all, not to tell them that it was okay or the way that they treated you was okay, but to fully know in your heart that you don't have to live with this ickiness. I don't want that feeling in my life. I only get probably less than 100 years to be here, and I want to enjoy every second of it. And I'm not going to let a person that thinks it's okay to treat me poorly or has obviously hurt and has their own internal battles going on create internal battles for me. I don't want them to affect my experience here. It's so that you feel happy and peaceful in your own heart, regardless of the shit that other people do. Now, this is also a really good area where people could take advantage of you. But there is a difference between healthy compassion and letting people get away with bad behavior. Letting go is also a complicated one because it feels like if you let go of the anger, you're saying that it's okay. If you let go of the hurt, you're saying that it's okay. It's almost like we do that as a means of validation, like that you're validating yourself that the hurt was real, that the way that they treated you was really badly. And by letting it go, you're saying almost that that's not true anymore. And that could not be farther from the truth. Letting go and validating how horrible they treated you are two separate entities. You have to let go of resentment, not because you're saying, I don't care about how they treated me anymore. I'm good. Doesn't matter. It definitely still matters. And you are definitely are allowed to care that somebody that you allowed close into your life potentially treated you badly, that you allowed somebody in your life that hurt you. That sucks. That you're not saying that it's okay. But you have to let go of the resentment because it only drains you, not them. You holding on to that anger doesn't affect them one iota. It doesn't affect them one iota. And you know how you know that that's true? It doesn't impact the person doing the hurting as much as it does the person who got hurt. Because while the person who did the hurting might feel bad for hurting somebody, they were not hurt in that process. You know, they were the ones doing the hurting. So you have to let go of that anger and that resentment, not to say that it's okay. You can still care. And the way that they treated you poorly is valid. Valid in the sense that like that happened. You did experience that and they did treat you poorly. But you're only draining you. You're not draining them. You're not doing anything to stick it to them or prove it to them that they did hurt you in that way. So if you want to feel happy and at peace, you have to learn to let it go. And the idea of forgiveness, I think, is so hard for people because forgiveness has been ingrained into us that you're telling the other person it's okay. Because, I mean, that's literally the sentence. I'm sorry. It's okay. You know, that's, I'm not saying it's okay. I'm not saying it's okay. I am finding forgiveness in my heart because I know that hurt people hurt people. Okay. I'm finding forgiveness in my heart because I need to be able to move on with my life and feel at ease. And I know that by me forgiving their actions for myself does not mean it's okay how they treated you. It means you have greater mental strength and emotional intelligence. Shifting your mentality from feeling like you are weak if you remain kind to people that hurt you is a hard shift that you have to be open to shifting to start with. You have to start to get yourself to see that kindness is not weakness and really actually understand that, actually genuinely absorb that and not just hear me say it and logically get it, but actually truly mentally and emotionally understanding it. And when I say that, I'm talking about the knowledge to skill gap. We can hear that. We can see that. I can see and logically understand that kindness is not weakness, but that doesn't mean that I can go out into the world and use it in practice in every moment of every day. So you have to know that just because we're talking about this today, this is step one, and you are going to continue to progress and in that progression make mistakes and you're going to revert back and you're going to get aggressive sometimes and you're going to get loud sometimes. You're going to let people's behavior impact you sometimes. It just is a part of learning and growing. And life is constantly teaching us how to evolve and grow. It's giving us all of these opportunities to continue this practice. So allow it to teach you. Be open to what life is teaching you and recognize when you make the mistakes. Recognize the areas that you could have shown up better and try to do better the next time. And don't beat yourself up the next time if you don't. You just try again. And those mistakes that you make, like when you screw it up, it teaches you about your true self. It teaches you about the areas that you do need to have better boundaries. It teaches you what things you don't like, what things you do like, what kind of people you want to be around, what behaviors you'll put up with, what things that you won't put up with, the kind of environments that you want to be around. All of these mistakes and the areas that you have like these quick reactions and you feel anger and you feel discomfort and you feel upset, it's teaching you who you are. And when you learn more about who you are, you can accept and embrace who you are and utilize that when situations come up, i.e. making the example of being too kind, being taken advantage of, and then realizing that I am a kind person. I'm doing that because I'm a kind person. And I just now understand that I need to have better boundaries. I think a really important thing to remember as well, that if your kindness doesn't extend to the people that have hurt you and it doesn't extend to yourself, that your journey through kindness is not complete. You have to find a way to be able to have that kindness in all areas to really reap the benefits of inner peace and happiness. choosing kindness and peace over anger has really changed my life. And fortunately, I wouldn't consider myself like a wildly angry person. You know, I know there's a lot angrier people out there, but I think like through my mind racing that it will make me feel overwhelmed and in turn cause me to get angry and, you know, get upset when I feel that people aren't treating me nicely, you know, as one does. That's a very normal reaction, a very normal thing to experience. But choosing kindness and peace has just made me feel not only much happier and much more at ease and much more in control and much more confident and much more proud of who I am, but it also allows me to move forward in my life with full faith that I'm a good person. Like it makes me feel like I've been able to put my best foot forward and I have done my best and that there aren't areas that I go, could I have done this better? I don't have a lot of those. And so like keeping those things to an absolute minimum allows me to live in a way that makes me feel strong, which is so funny because it really comes full circle to thinking that the kindness is weakness. When really, at the end of the day, when you get through all of that shit, when you get all the way around it and fully understand it and start to implement it, that you say, oh my God, wait a second. It actually makes me a strong ass person to be able to be kind when people have bad behavior, that I am not allowing people who hurt me to control my mind and control my emotions. Thank you so much for being here. I absolutely love talking to you guys. It makes me feel so full, so good, and so happy to have you guys in my life. And I am just so grateful. Please, if you wouldn't mind leaving a rate and a review for the show on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, it really helps keep the show going. And, you know, we're talking about kindness. Be kind. Be kind. Just be a little kind. Leave a rate review. Thank you very much. Preach. You can also follow me at sarah.rittendale and you can follow the show at Wellish Podcast. Both Wellish is both on TikTok and on Instagram for any show updates and just, you know, to keep up. I will talk to you guys next Monday. Bye.